The flanking parties were quietly extending themselves out of sight on each side of the valley, and the residue were stretching themselves like the links of a chain across it, when the wild horses gave signs that they scented an enemy, snuffing the air, snorting, and looking about. At length they pranced off slowly toward the river and disappeared behind a green bank. Here, had the regulations of the chase been observed, they would have been quietly checked and turned back by the advance of a hunter from among the trees. Unluckily, however, we had our wildfire, jack-o'-lantern little Frenchman to deal with. Instead of keeping quietly up the right side of the valley to get above the horses, the moment he saw them move toward the river, he broke out of the covert of woods and dashed furiously across the plain in pursuit of them. This put an end to all system. The half-breeds and half a score of rangers joined in the chase. Away they all went over the green bank. In a moment or two the wild horses reappeared and came thundering down the valley, with Frenchmen, half-breeds, and rangers galloping and bellowing behind them. It was in vain that the line drawn across the valley attempted to check and turn back the fugitives. They were too hotly pressed by their pursuers. In their panic, they dashed through the line and clattered down the plain.